Yeah. It's the Rap Diablo. Macho when I drop flows. The bar gets raised up. It's me and Petey Pablo. Colder than gazpacho. Colder than the mano. Rapping head honcho. Rocking shows like I was Bono. I go. Play a couple keys on the piano. The industry a lie. All the promises were hollow. Follow me, I can show you where we bees at. How'd I get my G pass? None of your fees beeswax. These raps bring a joint together like a kneecap. The little eight balls show me where the keys at. The time continuum, Mortal Kombat finish them. Trying to find a balance, reaching for my equilibrium. Fools, I pity them. I'm not a human, I'm amphibian. Fake superhero like the Mystery Man. I ain't saving nothing. I'm getting faded till the angels come and skipping all the famous functions. How do the famous function? The A-list can't be trusted. I strong arm them like I play the trumpet. The bottom barrel of society. I tell my if she don't love me, then just slide to me. I'm finer than the winery. Take it from the rich, this is piracy. Finally, I don't even need my fucking eyes to see. Come and die with me. Cause everybody got dead homies. Said everybody got dead homies. Yeah, said everybody got dead homies. Said everybody got dead homies. Okay, my mind is Yoda, I'm on Ayatollah. These other rappers just a diet soda. I find Jehovah in the darkest places. Empty as apartment basements. This a marathon, gentlemen, go ahead and start the races. Save the coffin spaces. You'll come up missing, tell your that you've been tripping, now you on vacation. Rapping like it's automated, lights I keep them on like Vegas. Lava making, so hot I'm turning hog to bacon. Only God can save them, I heard the monsters made them. I ain't a star, I'm way farther with the constellations. Contemplating suicide like it's a DVD. Lost inside my mind, it's a prison, homie, leave me be. You can see me bleed, I be with the freaks and geeks. I never miss a beat, I'm Charlie Conway, Triple D. Gordon Bombay in these streets, ballin' like I'm Pistol Beat. Been a beast, every word I spit rewriting history. Look at what you did to me, look at what you did to me. Run into the underworld with guns and set the sinners free. No b****s in my circle, I'm to show you the commercial. I've been popping like a colonel, reading Justin Bieber's journal. Treat you like a urinal.
You're listening to the Boys and Girls Clubs Radio. My name is Ivan and I will be talking about the history about the Boys and Girls Clubs that we go to. Well, it started in that clubhouse was built in 1928 until the year that we are in now, 2015. But then in 2010, it reopened because it was being remodeled and new things were being added. Before that, it was all old and only boys could participate, so it was called the Boys Club. But now it's for all people. And they added new stuff like, they use the sun's light to power up the clubhouse, and they also use this technique where they put tubes under the floor with the sun's power. They heat up water, and it makes the whole clubhouse more warmer, and it's more efficient. We'll get into more details because I don't know all the details.
Well, thank you, Ivan. It's not a lot of details, but I just want to say that our clubhouse is green certified. So we are a green building. We have tours that come and learn about how the building functions and save energy. So we are happy to have a building that save energy, take care of the planet, and also take care of our children in our community. Thank you very much. Let's listen some music from DJ Lamberto.
The Boys and Girls Club Mission Clubhouse has been open since 1928, helping raise the youth of our community with
sports,
community cleanup,
art,
technological skills,
education,
and free meals.
Their brand new gym helps keep our kids in positive productivity after school activities, and their art studio fosters creativity. Visit them at bgcsf.org for more details or to donate.
Hi, hello everyone. My name is Luis Cervantes. And basically, I'm going to bring you the news today. So basically, on Sunday, July 13, 2014, 1 to 5, in Japantown, they'll be holding a festival and Bonnery. Odoneri. I can't really pronounce it like, you know, I'm not really good at Japanese, so it doesn't matter. So the cost is free. And basically, it's located in Japantown, Peace Plaza, Post Street, and Buchanan Street. And now I'm going to talk about what happened with the driver license with the immigrants. So basically, 4,200 applied so far, and half of them fail. I feel bad for them, technically, but I just wish they couldn't pass. But, you know, there's always next year or next time. I don't know how they do that, because I'm not old enough to get a driver's license yet. You know, I'm underage and everything. Yeah, so now that that's over, I'm going to tell this funny story that I happened in school. So this is how I pranked my teacher, okay? So I left $100 on the floor, and then those $100 were fake. He thought those were real, so he grabbed them, and then he was like, "Ooh, I found $100! Ooh, look at this!" And he was like bragging to the class and everything. When he opened it, it was like fake, and I said like, "Ha ha 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 ha." So then everyone started laughing at him, and he got kind of embarrassed. So now he remembers me for the rest of the year, and he's trying to get me back. And now I'm going to introduce my little friend, Parejota, so he can say the sports.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to NFL Sports on the Radio. This Saturday, on January 10th, we will have the Ravens take on the Patriots in Gillette Stadium at 1:35 NBC. After that game, Ravens versus the Seahawks. That will be a very good game. We will have them at 5:15 on Fox Sports. And at the same time, on Sunday, January 11th, at 10 a.m., you will see the Cowboys take on Aaron Rodgers and the Green Bay Packers. What an excitement. And after that, on your afternoon lunch hour, you will have the Colts taking on four-time champion Peyton Manning and the Broncos. Let's see how that will go. And for your other sports, the Giants this year, they have made three championships in a row. What an excitement they had. I actually don't really know how that many teams can get three, but I am really excited for these guys. Even though they lost their best players, Pablo Sandoval went to the Red Sox, Michael Morse went to the Marlins, other players are coming here and down there. It's really hard to know what kind of players are going to come in and out. So let's just hope we get the good players, and the trainees will just come in and help us more. And with soccer, Argentina has made a good success trying to make it to the World Cup. It didn't go well for them, but Germany has celebrated since the World Cup happened. They won. They should celebrate. It was their win. Neymar for Brazil is back there. He's playing well. And a little more, if you haven't heard, Luis Suarez is now in Barcelona, but he hasn't made a huge contribute. As of now, he only scored one goal in Barcelona. How bad is that, really? I mean, you score one goal? That's like me chasing a garbage truck, really. I can't even find that funny to ask. Messi had now just broken the world's greatest soccer player's record. I don't know how much, but that's a really good record to break. You being famous, everybody knows your name. How exciting that is, really. Actually, there's one thing I'd like to tell everybody before I pass it on. Yesterday, I actually found myself in a bad predicament because outside of school, I'm trying to wait for the bus, and the bus driver tells me, "Sir, you cannot enter the bus." And I'm saying, "Why not? Dude, you are too young. Do you have money?" I said, "I have 75 cents. Do I look broke?" "No, you do not have the requirements to enter this bus." I'm saying, "How do I not have requirements to this bus?" "You need to be 6 inches more." "In what? Height or weight?" I'm like, "Dude, you cannot do this. This is wrong. This is cheating of a Latino person." I'm like, "Sir, I am Latino too. You don't look Latino." He says, "I am half white and half Latino. You look more white than Latino." Really? How can that happen? You mistaken a white person for Latinos? That's like, I'm mistaken a Chinese for a Vietnamese. Now, that's just really messed up to me because I felt bad just doing that. Because I'm like, I see my friend, and it was an actually old person. I'm like, "Well, that was disturbing. I did not mean to see that coming." Really, that is just really bad for my luck. And I will pass it on to the music spinner.
All right, everybody. So we're going to have a song played called "Mind Playing Tricks on Me," suggested by DJ Ramiro himself. So yeah, here we go. It should be playing. We are experiencing technical difficulties once again. I'm sorry about that. Pam, would you like to give some words?
You guys are listening to the Boys and Girls Kids Club Radio. You're going to be hearing "Mind Playing Tricks on Me," the urban radio version. If we can play it off of YouTube, it looks like it's thinking, still thinking. Thinking about that last amazing story we just heard here on the Kids Club Radio. Doesn't look like it's going to play, so let's pick something else. And if we can throw it back to you guys out there, you can...
Hey, Marlon, give me some jokes. I know you're a jokes person. Give me some jokes, man.
Comedian.
I remember a joke, but here's one joke. You know something? Any people these days, you don't see them with a work for food thing. You see them with, "I'm a confident work face." The work face they have is like my face when I'm looking at tacos. My face, when I see tacos, I go crazy. But when I see that, I'm like, wow, they can have all the money in the world, and they don't have tacos.
You guys, well, that's it for today. Thank you for listening to MutinyRadio.fm, Boys and Girls Club Kids Show.
Thank you.
Goodbye.
All right, goodbye. Let's go, everybody.
Bye.
Have a great day.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye.